You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 50, The Healing Power of Water. In today's show, I will give you 20 reasons why you should be drinking water and why this is necessary for you to have good health. Sometimes it helps if you know why something is important for your health. We've all heard it said that water is the best thing for us to drink, but have you ever really been told why? Today, I'm going to give you several reasons why water should be your first choice of drink. Then it's up to you to decide. If today's show doesn't convince you to start drinking more water, then maybe another episode will. We will continue to discuss the power of water, and today I will share some of the health benefits of drinking at least 64 ounces daily. In the previous episode, I began to lay a foundation for the spiritual attributes of water, as well as the physical ones. In today's show, we will focus on the health benefits. This, again, is just a brief overview, and it really won't even begin to scratch the surface of this subject. There is just too much to talk about. And in these short shows, I just really want to give you a little information that will encourage you to continue your own research. I will be referencing the book, You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty, by Dr. Batman Galige. I will set up a link to the book on my website for those of you who are inspired to read this absolutely incredible book for yourself. The subject of water is tremendous, and I only attempt to bring the healing benefits to your attention, even in our series of episodes, we will not go too deep into this. That gives you an idea of just how much there is to learn about water. It's a fascinating subject. And if you're interested in having good health, then this is a subject that you don't want to ignore. In our society today, we have bought into the belief that it is hard to have good health. And some even believe that there is no such thing as a cure. But in truth, the answers are quite simple and make a lot of sense. They make sense when you understand what the body needs and how it works. In our past episodes on your energy and voltage versus cancer, we began this discussion on water. We talked about the research that is currently being done with water and cancer cells. They've discovered that cancer cells begin to die off after 3 to 4 days of drinking water alone, which is known as a water fast. This research is being done by well-known scientists, and all the information can be confirmed. It's all out there for you to read about. In fact, there is a book on this very subject. The title is Cancer is a Metabolic Disease by Thomas Seyfried. Now, I might be saying that wrong. The last name is Seyfried. I will add a link to his book on my site for your convenience. It'll be on the homepage at awakenthehealing.com. The entire reason for my doing these shows on water is to give you a better appreciation for its healing power. Some even call it a cure for many ills and imbalances that we have mistakenly labeled as diseases. In truth, what we call disease most times is nothing more than the manifestation of chronic dehydration, malnutrition, and long-term poisoning. That's why drinking adequate amounts of water daily brings balance to many of these issues. To address the malnutrition, you only need to add natural supplements, healthier food choices, and plenty of sunlight to your diet. We receive many of our vital nutrients from the sun, through the skin and the eyes, and we'll talk more about that in another show. But for now, we'll begin our list of 20 reasons why you should be drinking more water daily. I'm making it brief because I only want to raise your eyebrows and encourage you to do your own research on the healing power of water. Number one, first and foremost, water regulates all the functions of the body. Two, water is the key to life. You cannot live without adequate amounts of water because shortages eventually kill off some aspects of your body. Number three, water is the main source of energy. It generates electrical and magnetic energy in each and every cell, giving you the power to live. Number four, water prevents DNA damage and increases the efficiency of the immune system. Number five, water is needed to break down all food, vitamins, and minerals in order for them to be metabolized and assimilated. Number six, water energizes food, and any food without water has absolutely no energy value for your body. Number seven, water cleanses and removes waste from your body, allowing you to dispose of it easily. Number eight, water increases the efficiency of your red blood cells in carrying oxygen to each cell in your body and in removing that cell's waste. Number nine, water is the main lubricant in the joints and helps prevent arthritis and back pain. It also creates shock-absorbing cushions for your spinal discs. Number 10, water is the finest lubricant and prevents constipation. Number 11, water helps prevent the risk of heart attacks and strokes because it prevents the clogging of arteries in the heart and the brain. Number 12, water is essential for the cooling and heating systems of your body. Number 13, water energizes the brain and powers our thinking. It is essential for the manufacture of neurotransmitters, including serotonin, and hormones like melatonin. Number 14, water can help prevent attention deficit disorder in adults and children because adequate amounts of water help to expand your attention span. Dehydration causes shorter attention span. Number 15, proper hydration helps reduce stress, anxiety, depression, fatigue, and restores normal sleep cycles. It is the best pick-me-up drink with no side effects. Number 16, water makes the skin smoother and helps defy aging. Number 17, water helps to prevent glaucoma and gives the eyes luster and shine. Number 18, water is the best natural weight loss program, and it's free. Number 19, water helps reverse addictions and unhealthy urges, including those of caffeine, alcohol, and some drugs. Number 20, water integrates mind and body functions, as we spoke of in episode 49, and it helps you realize your goals and your purpose. It assists in your awakening. As always, it seems that we have to stumble upon answers to questions that cause much pain and misery for us. The rediscovery of the healing power of water was made from a state of desperation by Dr. Batman Galige in 1979. He was being held as a political prisoner in Iran by Islamic revolutionaries. Everyone in the prison where he was knew that he was a medical doctor. And when other prisoners became ill due to high stress or other factors, they would come to him for help. But being a prisoner himself, he had no access to medicines, only water. He began to give them water as a last resort, or as the only resort. To his surprise, their symptoms began to vanish or get better within hours. Dr. Batman Galige, being of a scientific mind, began a study of the symptoms and the water intake while still in prison. The results of his study were astounding. They not only changed his life, but all of ours. It is because of this man that scientists today have begun their own research into the healing power of water. This doctor's life was spared because of his findings, avoiding execution. And when he was to be released from prison, he asked to remain longer in order to complete his research. Now that's dedication. And that shows you how passionate he was about the research that he was doing. He realized that the information he'd uncovered would change the destiny of medicine. He knew that many of the symptoms that were being mistakenly called disease states were nothing more than the body's cry for water. This book and many others on this subject are priceless. It is my intention to honor this man's life for his commitment to bringing this information to us in the face of death. After being released from prison, he spent the remainder of his life researching and publishing his findings on the healing power of water, all while fighting the resistance from the medical establishments. Like other scientists who risked their reputations and lives to bring us information that would otherwise be withheld from us, he continued to fight with those who wanted to uphold the modern-day sick care industry. And I am grateful for his tenacity and service to mankind. May he be at peace. Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you find this information helpful and want to learn more, then please visit us at awakenthehealing.com for the links to these books. I'm still looking forward to hearing from you. Please reach out and let me know how this show is affecting your life. Please send your emails or voice recordings to me at questions@awakenthehealing.com. Thank you again for all your love and support. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to our continued discussions on water. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it, believe in it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it, believe in it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it, believe in it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.